to be here. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas wherever we are right now.
Yes, indeed. Well, and what helps it look and feel a lot like Christmas are those beautiful ornaments of yours, and another remarkably wonderful line this year. Can we start out? Tell us a little bit about the idea that came to you for the Santas from around the world, because they are so cool.
Well, you know, I have the brand new company. It's called Heartfully Yours, because I sold my previous one and had a 10-year non-compete. And thank goodness that's over now. I'm back in town with a boutique company called Heartfully Yours. And there are about 200 different designs, and they're all made from in Europe. They're all made in countries like Germany and Italy and the Czech Republic and Poland. And I create all these great new designs. So I have Santas, I have snowmen. And, you know, every country has its own way of celebrating Santas and snowmen. In France, it's Père Noël or Father Christmas in England, or the Weihnachtsmann in Germany. So I try to do different styled Santas. This year, I even had a Santa in a pink coat, sort of the Barbie look, to celebrate Barbie this year.
And looking online at some of the ornaments, too, boy, they just bring back so many great memories. There's a whole line that really evokes the ornaments that we grew up with.
Yeah, definitely. My new collection, Heartfully Yours, is very reminiscent of the ornaments that we all had as children, or that our grandparents or great-grandparents had. These are all made in Europe, as I said, and in most cases, these are the great-grandchildren of the original glassblowers who are still making them today. You know, it takes a human breath to breathe life into every one of these glass creations. And then it takes 7 days to paint just one of these ornaments. I even have an eyelash lady, and all she does is paint eyelashes on all the Santas and snowmen. That degree of detail is a hallmark of my new collection, Heartfully Yours.
Now, do any of these classics go back to, what we refer to as the crash that started all of this?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, that's really how I got started making Christmas ornaments. Close to 40 years ago, I was still kind of a kid, and I bought a new stand for our 12-foot Christmas tree, and unfortunately, one of the legs buckled under the weight of the tree, and the entire tree fell over, and sending with it to the floor, crashing all these beautiful old vintage ornaments from my grandmother's day. And she was still living at the time. She came into the living room and she said, "Christopher, what have you done? You've ruined Christmas forever now." So a little bit of guilt goes a very long way, I gotta say. I started looking for replacement ornaments. And, you know, back in the early 80s, you couldn't find any glass ornaments. Everything was plastic or styrofoam, you know? And so that's why I went to Europe looking for the original glass blowers. And well, here I am, you know, almost 40 years later, still making ornaments, but now with my boutique company, Heartfully Yours.
And what's wonderful about these ornaments is the fact that, as you mentioned, they're all done by hand. The glass blowing, the painting, every step in the process, it makes each one of these ornaments a unique item.
Isn't that great? And it's so true. And then all the, you know, the layers of paint and glitter that go into it. And they're fully painted on the back as beautifully as on the front. And, you know, they become memory makers. People will be cherishing these ornaments for decades to come and be passing them on to their children and grandchildren. And these ornaments will hold the memories and the stories of all the Christmases that they were in those families' homes. So they're heirlooms. They're very special to have.
We're talking with Christopher Radko here on Downtown. I was thinking about that very thing that, you know, you read about the younger generations today, and a lot of things we grew up with, they don't really want any more of the big heavy furniture. They don't care about the china and the silver service. But these beautiful ornaments, these are the kind of heirlooms that they'll cherish and that they're going to, as you said, pass along to their kids and their grandkids and beyond.
That's true. I mean, that's one of the things about Christmas. There's always that wonderful longing for hearth and home and tradition. And I think the Christmas tree ends up being the focal point of holiday decorating. And everyone spends time around the Christmas tree, you know, playing music, whatever, and enjoying snacks or hot chocolate and just watching the beautiful Christmas tree with all the lights. And I'm glad to have a part of that. I'm glad that I'm doing what I do. It's kind of a mission for me. You know, I actually program my ornaments when my warehouse is quiet in the evening. I go and I walk through all the halls and I talk to all the ornaments and I tell them, "Now listen, guys, your job is to bring joy and warm-hearted memories and smiles to all the families that you'll end up in. And they say, aye, aye, sir, that's what we're going to do now. And then they go off like these little emissaries of Christmas joy all over the country. That's pretty exciting. I love doing that.
Well, it's got to be heartwarming for you to do this and to be back doing it with your own line here with Heart for Leora's, to have that opportunity once again to bring that joy to people.
It is. It is. And, you know, celebrities as well as, you know, us regular folks. I mean, like Hugh Jackman is a huge collector, Robert De Niro, Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Schwarzenegger. I mean, there's just so many. And even the younger generation, Kylie Jenner is a huge collector. And so it's all the generations love my ornaments. They love Christmas. They recognize the quality that goes into just one of these pieces, all the intricate colors and detail and glitter on the front and back of the ornament. And the fact that they're made in Europe, you know, where this tradition began for making Christmas ornaments. So that's all pretty amazing.
How do they begin the process, Christopher? Does it start with the artist and the illustration?
Yes. I mean, I spend about 6 weeks each year in Germany and Poland and Italy and the Czech Republic. So I work directly with the glassblowers and painters. But each ornament takes physically 7 days to make. On the first day, they blow the clear glass ornament out of a tube of hollow glass. And that has to cure overnight. Then on the second day, they pour liquid sterling silver on the inside of the ornament and wash that around. And that makes the ornament shiny and reflective. It's like the silver on the back of a bathroom mirror, that kind of a silver. Mm-hmm. And then on the third day, they do an initial coat of lacquer on the outside, matte white lacquer, to create a kind of an artist canvas, if you will. And then after that dries, on the fourth and fifth and sixth days, they go from the general areas, like the red jacket on Santa or the red pants. And then the next day, they'll go on to the buttons or the fur coat. Or the whiskers on his face. And then, of course, that eyelash lady, she comes out at the end and she does all the little eyelashes and the blush on the angel's cheek. So it's a painstaking process. And again, the idea that this gets to still be made in Europe by the families that created these crafts, you know, 150 years ago is, you know, in 2023, it's unheard of.
Well, and we want these to last forever. And the way to do that, too, is the proper care and storage. And it's important that people, when they buy these ornaments, understand the right way to care for them. You don't want to wash them or anything like that. There are some specific ways to make sure these last for generations.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Well, they're made out of Pyrex glass. So, yes, they are glass, but they're about the weight of an electric light bulb. And so if you can handle a light bulb in your hands, you can handle one of these. And then after, it's a good idea to dust them off with a feather duster before you store them, and then just wrap them in either bubble wrap or acid-free, you know, Bounty, or, you know, some kind of a paper towel that's acid-free or acid-free tissue paper. And then just wrap each one individually. And I store them in big plastic bins, you know, the kind that you can get at the box store, just big plastic bins. And I keep them in a cool, dry place. So don't put them in a super hot attic. Don't put them in a wet basement. Right. You know, just keep them in a cool, dry place and they'll be fine. And they'll last for 100 years. When we're all living on Mars, 100 years, they'll be enjoying Heartful of Years ornaments, you know, and decorating their Martian trees. And they'll say, oh yeah, my great-great-grandmother bought this, you know, in Maine, in a little store, you know, in Portland, Maine. Oh, on Earth, she got that on Earth? Yes, yes. And the traditions will continue out into space.
Well, I hope, if I go on that journey, I'm bringing my ornaments with me. That's high on my list. I'm not leaving those behind.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, that's the family heirlooms right there at Christmas time. So you can be sure they'll, you know, I mean, I don't know about life in outer space, but I'll tell you that my ornaments were used for a Christmas episode of Deep Space Nine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, the Star Trek, you know, one of the Star Trek shows, Deep Space Nine. The Christmas episode had one of the, I guess you call them astronauts, whatever they are, the spacemen. They had their ornaments that they received from their family on Earth. And, you know, they were out in Deep Space Nine. And so they could celebrate Christmas there with my ornaments. That was fun.
Why do you think people are willing and want to spend a little bit of extra money here to get something that will last? When so much of our world these days is disposable, why is it that these ornaments, people say, no, I want to go the extra mile because I want to keep these around as an heirloom?
Absolutely. I think that they recognize the value Yeah, they're not, you know, cheap. They're not available in Walmart or Kmart, but they are made with such detail. They're made in Europe. They're not made by machines or computers. They're not decals. Everything is totally handcrafted and hand painted and made in Europe. I mean, that's just, you know, the workmanship, the quality, the colors, the detail are the hallmarks of my collection, and I think people recognize that. And they respect the fact that, you know, things from Europe are not, you know, dirt cheap. I mean, because, you know, everything, their cost of living is the same as ours, if not higher, in Europe. And so, but people appreciate the history behind it and the fact that it's the same families. And as long as they're making them, great. But if, you know, if the kids or grandkids no longer want to make them, then it'll really be the end of a whole generation of ornaments. So I guess now's the time to enjoy them and collect them while I'm still making them, and while these European families are still interested in making them.
I feel like any creative person, any artist, always maintains that sense of wonder. I think that's what allows you to keep creating as you go on. When you see the finished product, do you go back to being that kid all those years ago and getting that magic back in your heart?
That is such a great question. And that's it. That's me all around. I'm really just a big kid. Everyone says that. I love Christmas. I celebrate Christmas in my heart all year long. I think we get, for me, like the message of Christmas is not just what you do on Christmas Day, but the Christmas things you do all year long. So I you know, in your acts of kindness, in being compassionate to people and listening to people and helping them in any way you can, those are Christmassy things that we do to remember that we're all connected and we really are one huge human family on this, you know, tiny little planet in the cosmos. So for me, it's about finding ways to live that Christmas spirit all year long. That makes me happy. It makes the kid in me happy. And the kid in me loves designing new ornaments. If all I had to do is design ornaments, I'd be done in 1 month each year, and then I'd spend 11 months in Bermuda just, you know, on the beach. But, you know, having an import, you know, company, there's a lot of work. I have to travel. I have to deal with the UPS and the containers and the shipping and all that. So there's a lot of, you know, business side to it that people don't see. They just see the beautiful ornaments. But still, it's all worth it. I love doing what I do. Yesterday, for instance, I was volunteering in a food pantry and I did giveaways and people were so excited. And I got to see all the kids and the grandparents. Santa was there. And it just makes you feel good to share that Christmas magic with people. And I get to do it with ornaments.
That's why you're the czar of the Christmas present, Christopher. Wonderful to talk with you again. The new line is beautiful. I hope people check it out and get these one-of-a-kind, unique heirlooms for their family for generations to come. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday as well.
We sure will. And if anyone wants to see the collection or see videos of how the ornaments are made, just come visit my website. It's heartfullyyours.com. One word, heartfullyyours.com. And lots of great videos and contests. We have a design your own ornament contest going on. So lots of fun things going on that, you know, website, heartfullyyours.com.
Absolutely. Christopher, thank you so much. As always, be well, and I hope we can get together again next Christmas season.
I would love that. And Merry, Merry to all of your listeners today. Thank you.